Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's that time of year when we get all of the groups around the area coming in to talk about their new concert series. And one of the groups that's been a favorite of WCRI is the Jamestown Community Piano Association. Nancy Bennett is here once again. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us again, starting another new season, as lots of groups do. And get ready for their fall concerts and their holiday concerts and spring concerts. Everything's happening. Everybody's back from the busyness of the summer and getting back to work. And it's great to have you back. And we have a concert coming up very quickly for the association. Next Sunday is going to be your first concert of the new season. So we want to talk about that. But a little bit about you and the association first, and let's tell people how long the Jamestown Community Piano Association has been in existence.
Well, the piano was purchased in 2001 by donations from the townspeople of Jamestown. There were very few, if none, really good concert pianos at the time. Mm-hmm. And so this was really filling an immense need. We were giving concerts from the very beginning. We had an inaugural concert of townspeople, which was fun. But in 2006, we got quite formal about it. We actually had a concert series, and we've been having a concert series ever since.
Great. And the piano lives where?
The piano is a Schimmel 7-foot. I have to give the piano a plug because it's beautiful and has a great tone. It lives at the St. Matthew's Church. They've very generously allowed us to keep it there. It's used some for the community in other concerts as well as our own. So it's a resource for the community, and it actually spawned the purchase of a number of other pianos in town, so it's now not so lonely as the only great piano in Jamestown.
And one of the things that's interesting to me about your concert series is that people don't have to go online and pay $100 for a reservation. It's free and open to the public.
That's been our mission from the very beginning, to make live piano music available to the public. Anybody who wants to hear it can just walk in the door and come listen. Donations are accepted at the door. They can give money. They cannot give money. That's okay. It's just there for people to listen to the music and enjoy it and hear live performance.
That's excellent. We'll review all the concert dates, of which there are many. So it might be a good idea at this point to tell us when those dates are going to be, other than next Sunday.
Okay, well, thank you. Our first concert is next Sunday, September 23rd. With a new performer to the Jamestown Community Piano Association, Jenny Lee. Then we have Nadezhda Vlaiva coming back in October. Nadezhda is a great favorite with our audience. She's been here twice before. Also returning to the Jamestown Community Piano stage is Vasily Primakov and Ben Capps. Vasily Primakov and Ben Capps, both of whom have been performing for us either together or separately. That'll be November 18th. In January, we'll have Musica Dolce back. They have been a regular, wonderful occurrence that just warms everybody's hearts with their variety of ensembles. In February 17th, we'll have Michael Campbell, who does sort of a more popular, maybe Broadway-style piano. March 17th, Viktor Valkov will return to the Jamestown stage. In April, we'll have the winners of the piano extravaganza again that Manabu Takasawa has staged, and he will be returning in May on Mother's Day for the traditional Mother's Day concert. And then in June, we'll have Kathy Fuller, who is local but renowned pianist, who will be performing.
All right. Well, that sounds like a very, very full schedule. Let's it's interesting when you talk about all those people and all those dates. How do you find all these people?
Well, they come to us through a number of sources. One of our audience members suggested Vasily Primakov, and he suggested Ben Capps. And then we got Nadezhda Vlaeva through another reference. One of our great resources has actually been a wonderful resource for Rhode Island classical music in general, and that's Astral Artists with Vera Wilson, who began the company 26 years ago. Vera was a pianist from Argentina and was very interested in supporting young classical music and young musicians. And those two interests came together in this company. And she actually discovered, I don't know if she discovered Natalie Shue, but Natalie Shue won the Astral Artists audition one year and became represented by them. Natalie Shue is now famous for being the director for the last 10 years of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. We have found many of our performers through Astral Artists and through listening to the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, including Alexander Matuskin, Henry Kramer, Victor Volkov, who will be coming back in March, and now our first performer of this season, Jenny Lee. Jenny is a graduate of Juilliard and Yale School of Music, and she's pursuing a doctorate at McGill. And she has been hailed as a brilliant, sophisticated, and versatile master of piano with a big, gorgeous tone and mesmerizing touch. I asked Jenny if she would give us an anecdote to share with the audience, and she says, "Music has always been more than just notes for me. I grew up in a small town where not many people were exposed to classical music. It was such an exciting thing for a six-year-old, such a unique sound. I was obsessed, and my parents made it possible despite the financial challenges. It wasn't easy either. I switched from teacher to teacher, and some of them advised my parents that I should give up playing. My third teacher told me I was too talented to continue studying with him. Therefore, at age 11, I chose to leave my hometown for a better education. Piano then became my best friend for a little girl living independently. Piano was there when I was lonely or happy, as the piano shared it all. Music then became a means of communication to share all my emotions with my audience."
All right. Well, it sounds like we should hear a sample of what she can do.
Absolutely. This is a piece from her album, Robert Schumann, the Piano Sonata No. 1 in F-sharp minor, Opus 11. This is the first movement. This was a piece that was dedicated to Clara Schumann by Florestan and Eusebius. He didn't even tell her who it was. It was published anonymously. This was, of course, in the early days of their courtship. So here is the first movement of the Piano Sonata No. 1 in F-sharp minor.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Jamestown Community Piano Association is our guest today, and Nancy Bennett is here, and she has been providing us with lots of information about what's going to be coming up in the new season. Talking first off in the first segment about a concert that's going to be next Sunday at St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown, and that's a 2:00 performance. And we listened to some music that was going to be part of that concert, and now we're going to October 14th, so a little over a month from now. And tell us what's going to be playing then.
Nadezhda Vlaeva comes back to the Jamestown Piano for her third performance. She is immensely popular. She's originally from Bulgaria, and she introduced us to Borkevich, and she told us to pronounce it like Bork cabbage. So I've always remembered that.
Bork cabbage.
And she had just emailed me a couple of her recent experiences. She toured in China for the first time and discovered that audiences there stop clapping very quickly. They clap and then they stop. So she had to learn to hurry off the stage or she would be left in silence. So it's just different customs. She also played in a beautiful concert hall that was spread out like an octopus on a wetland, she says, with walls made from Manchurian ash, which is a protected tree in China, extremely beautiful. And she had a wonderful concert. A young student came up to her and said, "I'm really having a hard time. I have tough exams, and you helped me relax and feel better." And it made her evening. There were a lot of kids, 8, 9, 10 years old, and even younger that came. Her other new experience that she mentioned was playing an entire piano concerto for the left hand. It was by Borkevich. And the concert took place in the Ukraine, and playing a big romantic concerto lasting 30 minutes with just one hand was quite a test of endurance. Hmm. And it felt strange for the right hand to stay in one's lap for such a long time, and it affects one's balance to use only one hand. So those are just a few of her recent experiences.
Wow.
We'll be playing a piece of hers that's on her her romantic Russian album. Russian Romantic Piano, she calls it, a piece by Sergei Lyapunov, who is a Russian composer. And this is a piece called Lashenka Transcendental Etude, Opus 11, Number 10. The Transcendental Etudes, he was a great lover of Franz Liszt, and Franz Liszt had done Transcendental Etudes, he intended to do them in every key, major and minor, but he didn't finish them. So Lyapunov decided to do his own set of etudes in every major and minor key in tribute to Liszt, and he completed his. So this is Lashenka, Transcendental Etude, Opus 11, Number 10.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take another break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening sitting with Nancy Bennett from the Jamestown Community Piano Association. We've been talking about their new season and many concerts coming up. And one of the things to watch out for, she's going to give you all the dates, but you can always hear about those dates on WCRI as we try to help support the concert series. And Nancy is kind enough to come in and voice the commercials for all those things. So listen for her on the air, and you'll get to hear her tell about each concert as they're coming up. But the next one is next Sunday, September 23rd, 2 o'clock. And then take it from there, Nancy.
The second concert is October 14th with Nadezhda Vlaeva, as we just went through. The third concert is November 18th with Vasily Primakov and Ben Capps. And both Vasily and Ben have played for the Jamestown audience separately. And this, I think, is their second time together. My memory's going. I think it's their second time. And what's wonderful is to see, for us to see as an organization, how much stronger they get with each passing year. I mean, they're brilliant pianists and cellists to start mm-hmm. with, and yet I can hear their own development.
Right,
and so that's very exciting to hear.
Right.
So they've been working a lot with cello and piano, which is actually a fairly challenging combination. We happen to love it because of the sonority of the cello and how it sounds with the piano, but apparently this is not something that was used a lot, that a lot of composers wrote for, because it's difficult to balance the low notes of the cello with the bass of the piano. So it's perhaps more challenging, and although Beethoven took that challenge on, he was the first great composer who composed pieces for those two instruments together, and he composed five of them, five piano-cello sonatas, and Ben and Vasily will play one of them. He said one or two, so I have no idea what that means for our concert series. They will also perform a Shostakovich cello sonata, which is famous. It's an epic duo with tons of highly soloistic playing from both instruments. One of the things that that Ben said in a note to me is, he said, one of the greatest joys I have is performing with Vasily Primakov for many reasons. Primakov's ability to play the most demanding solo music makes him an ideal partner for cello sonatas that have soloist and virtuosic piano parts. All the Beethoven piano sonatas have huge piano parts, parts meant for a virtuoso, as Beethoven himself was a virtuoso at the keyboard. Shostakovich's cello sonata also has a massive piano part. So please stress, too, that these pieces are not just for cello and piano accompaniment, but for two equal soloists coming together.
All right.
So that's what we have to look forward to in November, but I wanted to play one of their pieces from their album. Mm-hmm. They have a Chopin cello sonata in G minor, opus 65, and I want to play both the second and the fourth movement, the second scherzo movement and the fourth finale allegro movement.
We will play both of those in just a moment, but I want to thank you for coming in and kicking off our season with the Jamestown Community Piano Association right here on WCRI, as we've done for several episodes now. So it's always good to have you back, and we look forward to having you come back again, Nancy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate this opportunity.
All right. We'll listen to those two pieces, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.